Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It blog talk radio show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. All right, now, wow, do I have a show for you today? Yeah, this show, oh my, yes, this show, not only will it include a returning guest, but it will also be a place where we will explore a topic that is really crucial to living a life from a space of ease, joy, and possibility. So what is it? Yeah, what could possibly be that potent and that powerful, you may be wondering? Well, it's be the difference you be, while at the same time being in the allowance of others. Now, a lot of times what we tend to do in this reality is either lose ourselves in others or in situations, or lose track of what's going on around us for us because of not being in tune to ourselves, so not being fully you. Or what can happen is you can go in dominant in a way that does not allow others to be who they be and in the space of that. So this show, we're going to be exploring all of this from a couple of different points of view even. And we're going to even just start there and see where it goes. Who knows? There's so many possibilities. And what else is possible that we have yet to discover? So I'm going to have some questions here and clearings that we can do before I bring on the live guest. But the live guest is coming on really soon because I can't wait to be part of this conversation with her. So here are a few questions we can start with. One question, what does it look like to be you, to you? What does that look like? What difference are you willing to be or not to be when it comes to this? And do you maintain who you be when you are showing up to others? So these are questions that can open up a space of more awareness. And now some more questions. Do you find yourself losing yourself in others? So everything, all of this, all of what I just mentioned, everything that brings up, let's clear it now like we have in past shows. So I'm going to have you take a deep breath in and release all of the heavy on the exhale. And if you know pot and pock, use that. Wow, thank you. Now, what about being in the allowance of other people's points of view? What about that? Being in the allowance of who they be and not assume you know what that is. Because we do assume a lot of times because we're taking it from our own point of view. And then the assumption is other people function the same way as we do. Not always the case. So that can be challenging, right? You know, especially when you may know something is greater available for that person that they may not be ready to hear or even ready to receive. So how aware are you of other people's capacities that they may not be ready to access? So everything that brings up for you, let's bring in that breath again. Take a deep breath in and release all the heavy of it on the exhale or pun pop. Wow, there's a lot of energy to that. So what energy, space, consciousness, and choice can you be to have total clarity and ease with all of this for all eternity? Anything that won't allow that, let's take a deep breath in and release it all now in the exhale. Wow, thank you. So without further ado, I am ready to bring on the guest. And you know this is my favorite part of the show. So I am going to give her a formal introduction, and then we are going to start the next section. So the live guest for the half hour is Deborah Smith. Now, Deborah is an intuitive medium, shamanic practitioner, ordained minister, teacher, counselor, and author. She is a naturally born, gifted, international intuitive medium whose incredible gifts were discovered at a very early age. Deborah acts as a conduit to help individuals reconnect with their loved ones who have crossed over into spirit form, and she refers to her work as a voice for spirit, to help individuals seeking enlightenment to understand their own connection to the source of all life so they may empower themselves to create the life they wish to live. So Deborah has done radio shows, TV appearances, and has been published in magazines. Wow, I'm so excited to have her back on the show. So without further ado, I would like to welcome Deborah to the show. Hey, Deborah.
Hi, how are you? Happy full moon.
Oh my gosh, yes, the full moon. That's tonight, isn't it?
Yes, that's tonight. And, you know, it's also that moon where you really manifest, you know, everything you've been wanting in your life, manifestation of dreams. I always say, like, when things happen on this day, you really are moving into your future, things that's coming to you. So be mindful of your thoughts.
Wow. And what a perfect day to do the show, because we're tapping into that energy, right? You know, even us before the show, we were picking up on the energy that's coming in, and certainly with the moon and certainly with our topic and everything that the listeners are showing up with. So I'm so excited to delve into this topic of about, like, be you and also be in the allowance of others.
I know. I thought when we talked about it, Sarah, I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, right on time, just the knowing part. And, you know, I was listening to you and the questions that you were kind of going through, and I was just thinking, I'm like, wow, the knowing. You know, a lot of people think it's with ease, and then a lot of times you look at it and it just sounds like, oh, my God, more work. You know, it's just such a different perspective in looking at it and how an individual can take it.
It's so true. So you can come from a point of view where it is almost like a struggle or a problem, and or we can come from it from a different point of view, which is possibilities. Now, it doesn't mean there won't be like an intensity to it, because certainly, as we know, change and a choice and all of this is somewhat intense, because it's not necessarily how this reality works all the time. In fact, a lot of people end up loving their drama.
They do. I mean, a lot of people like feed on. I mean, that's what they have every day in their life. I mean, if they're born with it, of course, that's how they're going to operate. You know, and I think we all have had a little drama in our lives, whether it was dealing with family or whether it was dealing with friends of friends. We see it and we think, like, okay, we either can take from it or we can, like, take it in our lives and become it. I mean, a lot of things really take a lot of time, and we sometimes don't even know that it's already set in our DNA energetically wise.
Wow. So it sounds like what you're saying is, instead of going in and being the limitation of how a lot of times we're taught in this reality or how other people in our world are showing up in our reality, it's already innately in us to be able to choose this other way of being. It's all right there. We just have to choose it. Is that what you're speaking to?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think about, you know, pot and pock. You know, people don't realize, like, you know, that's a part of kind of like going into your DNA and erasing those cords, or, you know, energetic cords. But we don't have a lot of resources out there. You know, it seems when we stay in our world, but we really don't, you know.
Yeah, and as you're saying it, it's like you and I both, and we are in this area of expertise of dealing with energies, and a lot of people and a lot of the listeners are energetic beings, and you're exactly right. Like even us, we have to actively choose this all the time and look for spaces and places where we can receive on it's not a hierarchy, but at a level where most people in this reality, let's just say the humans, function more right. from a very dense, linear space, a limitation, where they may not have much allowance for other people. And where now this is shifting in the world, and I know we had talked about this before, where allowance of all kinds are coming in ways they haven't been available before. Just even with people's choice of who they like to be, even it being on so many levels, on a physical form, and in terms of relationships with others.
It's so true, Sarah. Because I really think a lot of us, you know, we come in and even if we're on a higher frequency, let's say that, or we are very educated in energy, like me being a psychic, like knowing, you know, a lot of people think like, oh, you know, all the time. I mean, majority of time I know because I've learned to kind of sit in the moment and, you know, believe what I see, believe what I feel, believe what I'm hearing. But I still have to work on a human level. You know, I still, you know, I hate when people say like, oh, don't you know that? And, you know, and I look at them like, yeah, but you still are moving slow. You know, I want to say you're still moving slow. And also you still have to live your life too. You know, there's certain things that you still have to have in place so you can clear your energy or know what your soul was meant to do this time on earth.
Yes. So I love that. So you're aware of how almost people assume of you that you know in a way that isn't clear because they have a conclusion about that, which isn't even yours. Whereas you, yes, I'm going back to the knowing, and you're aware of what you require of clearing and being clear on what that is. But they, because they assume, which is part of the limitation of where they may even seek someone like you to tell them what they think they don't know, and they assume other people do know, which is all part of almost the same thing in a weird roundabout
exactly.
way.
I mean, it's totally. So I love that, you know, we're talking about like the knowing, because I think you can wear a definition in so many ways.
Yeah, and where people go into thinking way too much, and if we look at even a higher frequency of thinking, the truth is knowing. So we have knowings before we even think. And a lot of people, I find, they actually bypass their knowing in order to conclude something in this reality because they were taught it or because other people are showing up like that. When really, if we were to come from more of a space of perceiving and receiving and knowing and being, we can see everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we don't have to get caught up in the drama trauma. We can just observe it like a cameraman. and
so
not
true.
Buy any of it is true.
It's so true. But, you know, I understand what people, when they do approach like our topic, you know, it can be scary because sometimes you survive on, you know, things that make you safe. And if you knew everything, it can be kind of scary, you know, like you can't breathe and like you can't live. As far as spiritually, like knowing, that's what I think we're here on earth to do. So we won't be in between like a black and white or it feels good or it feels bad, you know, just kind of just pausing in the moment and like knowing yourself and getting the tools to like know yourself and getting the tools to that part of knowing. People don't realize it's a whole different separate subject.
It's totally separate. And I love how you pointed that out and getting clear on like what you just are saying. And that's usually when these individuals show up to us, that when they are stuck in something heavy. And one thing I love that you brought up, you know, the fear. And a lot of times if people could change, they would have already done it. Now, when we can change by choice, and if we can actually look at, a lot of times anxiety is misidentified awareness. And if we're in a place of just being aware, then we don't have to be scared. And I think that really brings up then more of what you're saying, is that what we tend to do, and what I sense a lot of people are really meant here to do, is to be aware, just to not get stuck in that and pull all that energy in, where then we do suffocate ourselves. And that's where panic and difficulty, you know, like even anxiety attacks happen, because we cut off our breathing, we cut off our being, because we are in a limitation of our thoughts.
It's so true, Sarah, and I think it goes both ways. I mean, we're on the show and we're talking from a professional point of view, but I think a lot of people don't realize even with us, even though we have the tools, we still go through life and we still may have that panic. We still have made that anxiety. Like I was telling you, like, oh, my God, I'm nervous before your show, and I know you like the back of my hand, and I've done this before, and I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? And then I'm hearing your countdown, and I'm like, keep floating, and I'm like, oh, my God, I already know the knowing. Like, what am I doing? You know, so even with us, I think if everybody knew that everyone goes through it, it would be like that thing of just helping a village, you know?
Yeah, just a simple acknowledgement of it, absolutely. And that's what I so appreciate about you, and I totally get what you're saying. And what I'm appreciative about some of the things we are sharing with the listeners is that there are ways to clear it, but it still all shows up. You know, we've had lifetimes of struggles and trials and tribulations, and now really is the first time ever in history that we have been able to get to a space that's lighter, that there's more ease. You know, laughing and joy is not the norm in this reality.
Wow, yeah, exactly.
And now that
that's a shocker. Yeah.
Yes. So, and that's what is coming in, not from a place of superficiality, but from a space of genuine being. And I really appreciate your willingness to acknowledge whatever does show up for you. And what's so cool about it, and this is what I'm aware of even for me, we're never meant to go into the wrongness of it. It's just an acknowledgement.
You're absolutely right. It is. But, you know, like I said, we live out here and it becomes hard. I mean, I think about just even the trials and tribulations of having friends and people around, and you know certain things, but you keep going at it, or you know certain things about them and you keep going at it. And you think, like, why? But you can't beat yourself up. You know, you have to stay in that knowing and really kind of dissect you first before you do any cutoff or anything that doesn't serve you, you know, because you never know what's rising.
Yes, and I love that. And I'm aware of when the why question comes in, is that a lot of times that's where we function from a cognitive place that actually blocks us from our knowing. Because even if we knew why, it's really not giving us the answer we're seeking, or even the awareness. In fact, I'm aware a lot of times that why questions want to be such a limitation, it keeps us stuck.
True.
So I love that you
totally
acknowledge
true.
That. And then in the very next statement, you mentioned the idea of knowing, and knowing is more of a what than a why.
Oh, that's so true. I love that because I think with a what, you can be proactive. With a why, I think you stay stuck.
Yes, because I'm aware of when I use what questions, like what would it take for me to see this clearly, or what would it take for this anxiety to no longer block me from being? It's not an answer, but it creates a space. It's almost like part of the clearing, or you can add a clearing to that, like the pod and pock, or the deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale, because that's where we're getting to the energy that's beneath anything that's the limitation.
And I love that, because you don't you don't want to keep chasing your tail, and you don't want to keep, like, not evolving. I think that's my biggest thing that comes to me, like, okay, I have to always be conscious, even just what I'm gifted in. I have to be conscious of evolving and evolving the soul that's in front of me. So in essence, I love the fact with you being a psychologist that, you know, those type of questions come up and you guys have the tools. You know, I always tell people, like, even exploring the knowing, yes, I'm going to have my version of it, but also a psychologist is going to give you the tools to how to get there. You know, and people have to know that they're not alone, and they've got, and you, they think, like, with the knowing, they got to go and meditate and get the answers. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. Not when you're in a human.
No. If anything, what I so appreciate about you and you bringing this in, you just showing up in a space with others, Deborah, is an invitation. I really sense that about you. Like, you just showing up and being there, they're there sharing with you things that they may have not been comfortable doing otherwise. And then you're sharing them what you're picking up with them. It's such a beautiful dance of a sort. And I just want to acknowledge that of you and what a gift that is. And how much a lot of the times, you know, I I'm just so grateful for that with you. But how much of the time are we not really acknowledging this in each other or being in a space where we just take a moment and see each other clearly for what it is?
It's so true. But, you know, I tell people, even just like you and I, we have to be a clear vessel. And if we love the soul, like we say we love the soul, we always have to show up naked. We do. Mm-hmm. We have to show up naked. You know, not in the physical form. That would be fun, but I don't think we can do that, Sarah. But in reality, we have to be naked so that soul can be as vulnerable as it needs to be to heal, to get to that knowing.
Yes. Yes, it's an invitation for other people to be there as well. And from that and going there and being vulnerable allows us to go in directions we haven't been able to go before. And
exactly.
I really sense if we kind of even look on a global level, it's time. It's like we're stepping up and being this now. There's no going back. There's no, you know, being small. It's like go big or go home. I don't know.
What's your
knowing about that?
I feel that completely. And it's also just getting into your full happiness. You know, whatever is going to evolve around you is what you put in or what you brought in, you know, because we can get into politics. We can get into all the nightmares of, you know, stories on the news. But in essence, what does your world look like? What does your world look like? You know, and not having someone judge that, you know. And just living and breathing, like, I know my world is this, and this is where I sit, and that's, you know, this is where I sit, and I send the soul out to conquer whatever they want to conquer. That's, like, my main goal. Like, I want you to be better than me. I want you to, you know, conquer whatever you need to conquer. I want to be that tool, you know, because in that, I live through your eyes vicariously, too. People don't think that. You know, it all comes back.
It's a giving and receiving. I love that. And it brings in that piece of then being part of the contribution. You know, a lot of us as healers, even in lifetimes of healing, have not been part of that contribution. We do it at the expense of ourselves. And I know people that do healing that end up like burning out because they are sacrificing themselves rather than being part of the difference. And that's really what you're speaking of, like really getting to the individual and seeing them clearly and being the invitation that there is something greater, that you see them and their capacity and their, and what would it be like for them to choose that? And I'm just so like, wow, I'm so grateful that you're showing up to people that way. And that's really how
we
have
to be a mirror.
Well.
Yeah. We have to be a mirror for them big time. Cause I want them to be, you know, I always say your clients are a mirror of you. It's something in them or characteristics that you're going to see every day. That's you, you know? So in hindsight, I'm helping you and I'm helping you to that point. You know, I'm so popular in a way where because I become naked and we see each other, and then I'm able to, you know, seep in you what you need to do, and then it becomes successful. But it takes a lot to be naked. It takes a lot to be naked. I'm still working on that last bit of energetic sock on my feet to take off, you know. It is. It's hard. You want to run and cover up with sheets, and it's like, nope, you got to go back in. You have to go back in.
And you know what?
Because you realize it's okay.
And I get that. And right when you're right to that point where the last to go, like the socks, is the time a lot of times where we want to revert back to what's safe and comfortable and familiar.
Exactly.
You know, just when the universe is about to deliver exactly what we're looking for and the change we're looking for, we tend to want to bail or jump out because we're like, oh, no, it's
mm-hmm.
happening.
Exactly.
It's happening.
My grandmother always said that whenever you get close to that sunshine and that light, the devil always wants to show.
Wow. And that's the time to see through it all and just know that, you know, you being you and you choosing to be the difference and in the allowance of everyone else and interesting points of view, which is a huge thing. You know, when we can be that, it is easier, and then we can choose from a space that's in a contribution to ourselves and others. And wow, Deborah, you know, I knew this was going to happen. Our time flew by.
We do that all the time, Sarah.
I know. Guess what? I just sense that you're meant to come back on again at some point here. Would you be open to doing that?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. And I'm so excited. I'm so grateful that you were on. And we will definitely have you back on.
I can't wait.
Like,
I'm so grateful. And the things that you're doing is just unbelievable. And you haven't seen anything yet. But this was such a great show on The Knowing. And this is, like, perfect. And I love the fact that The Knowing does not include ego.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's a being. And you and I are both choosing it. And I sense a lot of our listeners are doing the same thing. So we will continue the conversation, Deborah. I will definitely have you back on. Thank you so much again for coming on.
Thank you so much, honey.
Uh-huh. So now, everyone, the question of the week is, what if you could be you and in the allowance of others being at the same time? So what if you could be you and in the allowance of others being at the same time? So be with that question. As you know, it's not about getting an answer. It's about just noticing what shows up for you. It's really along the same lines of what Deborah and I were speaking of tonight. So I'm really excited to hear about that. So feel free to post that on the picture quote of the week, which I will be posting after the show. So now, next week's episode, I am so grateful to have Liz Tupling back on the show. We are going to talk about something relevant, something always important, something that's usually present in this reality that's often intense. So I look forward to having Liz on the show, which will be Monday, June 27th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, my conscious friends, I'd like to close the show by thanking my guest, Deborah Smith, for joining us again today. Wow. So grateful. And I'd like to thank each of you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really couldn't do it without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host and so look forward to continuing being part of your journey. I mean, seriously, how does it get any better than this? And so now go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that being you and the difference you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So go forth, be, perceive, know, and receive it all, my conscious friends. And I look forward to talking to you again next time. Okay, bye for now.